Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Canes. It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today, I'm raising funds with Raising Canes and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Canes Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
We will get to the thrills in a second. Before that, are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry. At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Go to gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Quick thing on this. Do you guys remember the movie Field of Dreams?
Of course.
Yes.
Do you remember?
We do.
Is this heaven? No. It's Iowa.
It's Iowa.
It's the same thing. Is this heaven? No. It's fintech. It's the same thing. It's a little slice of financial heaven. You get a chance to be a part of it. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about it. It's Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Fintech, Field of Dreams.
God.
To have a chance to be part of this incredible. I mean, it's not Iowa, Jake. It's fintech. And that gives you a chance like that to be part of something in 4.5 days.
That should be a t-shirt right there.
That should be a t-shirt.
It's heaven.
It's heaven.
They wear suits.
They wear suits and
ties.
And guess what? When's the last time it's like, okay, we're going to dress really sharp and appropriate? That's stupid. Never. No. It's just right away. What's the first thing you say is, well done.
Nice.
Well done. Nice. Right away. When I was at, it was a big Lou Holtz thing. But Wisconsin, you wore a shirt and tie every day to work. As a GA, I had a shirt and tie every day. Yeah, so Barry took it to Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
So everyone had, and this is during the season. You wore a shirt and tie.
That's amazing.
So you're in the office. We go to a staff meeting. Everyone's in a shirt and tie. So
if
someone walked through the office, the entire staff, everyone in there.
Wow.
There'd be whatever 30 of us all in shirts and ties.
That was a Barry.
And at first, I'm kind of like, and I'm like, you know what? I'm fine with it. Yeah, I love it. Well, how about looking really professional?
Yeah,
not dumb. Yeah, that's what fintech does.
When you go to heaven, you want to see people in suits, I think.
I think you do.
Right?
I can't push back on that.
Yeah. I want to see a lot of people in nice suits.
To tell you what, the best commentary that's happened so far today, and maybe on the show since I've been on
ever,
is your knowledge when you talked about the walk-on program, about the advantage of the walk-on program. And then, is it? Because for the last 10 years, it's been no advantage. It's been one of the worst.
It hasn't been.
That's what, it's brilliant. It really is. Sometimes you go, okay, it's a huge advantage. But what do I call them? Erasers, right?
Yeah.
Because they make up for recruiting errors. They make up for this. They can you get a practice different. You have LRPs out of it. You have all these different things. Then it's like, it was hugely successful. And it has not led to any wins in the last 8 to 10 years.
Do you understand the awkward juxtaposition, though? Yeah. When you do this, you make this argument that, no, it gives Nebraska such a competitive advantage. Well, you can use Nebraska as the example where it doesn't.
Yeah,
so it's
always great being that
person. It was
right, it's awkward.
It was great knowledge, though, of like, you just ask the question.
It hasn't been an advantage.
It has been a huge advantage.
It could be.
Should be.
Then the question is: was it mismanaged?
Yeah.
Was it not used correctly? Was there something there that was, you know, if you look back, that would be the one thing you'd look at internally and say, okay, why was it not? Because it should be an advantage. It should be wins advantage. It really should be.
You think? Now, here's the thing about football, though. It's never one thing. It seems like
no.
It's always when you're asking why a team is really good, it's never one thing. There's a bunch of different reasons why it's good. When a team goes bad, it's usually not just, well, it's just this.
Yep.
No, it's usually seven or eight things.
What happened? They had a tip pass. Ruin this. No, no.
Either they got bad running backs.
Yeah.
No, I mean, no, you can work around that.
Yeah, there's different things you can work.
Yeah.
Generally, there's one thing that does kind of end it generally, and that's line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
In the end, it's like,
kind of screwed, yeah, right?
If you don't have the line of scrimmage, after a while, I watched some, there were some clips they showed of the BYU-Colorado game. BYU ran by the Colorado offensive line. Sometimes it was like they were unabated.
God, in the bowl game?
In the bowl game.
Alamo.
And the final score was what, like 30-something to 3 or whatever it was. But
did they shut him out?
I don't know. But it was like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. So if you don't, after a while you said, okay, we have no O-line, what are we going to do? Well, you can go fast, get some tempo, and maybe they just screw it up on defense. But after a while, then and D-line,
oh, God.
Hey, listen, we can stunt, we can put more guys up there. Eventually, it just cost you.
Yeah.
So the line, that's the one place you can say this is probably the one thing.
That was a 36-14 win for BYU in the Alamo Bowl.
And it was never a game.
No.
It was
27-0 at one point.
Yeah, it was over very quickly. And line of scrimmage is why it was over very quickly.
Yeah.
It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills on a Wednesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay.
Yeah, is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados,
the
grain marketing crop insurance experts. Go to their website at gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com. Wild Card Wednesday, Bill. Wild Where are we going today?
Real quick on Trados, this ahead. Is their go time.
Is it?
Because right away you think, when's their go time? Harvest, right?
Yeah. That's
People don't sell it. They're not just like all of a sudden corn's out, beans out, and it's sold the next day. Right now, people are sitting on a lot of grain. They're sitting on a lot of produce right now, and they got to be able to make a move, have the intelligent one, have the team, have everything with it you need to have, the DOS.
I imagine there's an international market too, right?
Absolutely. 100.
Okay. We'll get to that else. I want you to delve into that part, though, the international market that they deal with, okay?
No doubt. Shout out. Respect to the guard of the yard. No doubt. Shout out, respect to the guard of the yard. It's about 1 of 12 in your neighborhood. And I want to shout out to them because they're better than me.
What?
And I just love these people because they make a commitment. And I don't want to hear, oh, that guy just has more time. They're just better than everyone else. Those who cross mow their yard.
Oh,
those
yeah.
who yep. mow their yard one way
cross-mow.
And then mow it the opposite way. And not the next time they mow, the same day. When you double mow your yard,
you are
the most incredible person. Oh, they double mow their yard.
What do you mean by that?
They mow it one direction, it's like an outfield of Fenway Park.
Absolutely.
They mow it one direction, then they remow it the other direction.
Whoa.
Same day.
And it creates a pattern. It looks incredible.
It does.
And it looks so much better. And those people are better than us.
Yep.
They're better than us because I'm a one mow guy.
People are.
Matter of fact, you know what I did last night? It's 1 out of 12, Jake. You know what I did last night? I'd eat the mower out about 8:30 because I looked in the yard. I go, missed a whole patch.
Oh.
Just missed a spot in the front yard.
Did you really?
I had to fire the Toro up and go out and fire it up about 8:30.
You missed a patch.
It's about this big.
Oops.
Do you have a light on your mower?
It was dusk. It was very dark out. But I used to ask my dad, my dad would cross mow sometimes.
Did he really?
I'd ask him, I said, did you Rubicheck it? There's a guy, Frank Rubicheck in Creighton, that always double mowed us. That's what we called it, if you Rubichecked it or not.
God.
And those who, like I said, you see about 1 of 12 in your neighborhood.
Yep.
I just want to give a shout out to those people that are better than me and probably better than all of us.
Do you ever get mad at them for how much better they are than
No, there's times, my neighbor, LaRue, he does it. It's incredible looking, but now I'm the neighbor next to him. So I kind of want to give him the palms up, like, really? Because Laura looks at me now different. She looks at me different now.
Is she?
Yeah, because she's like, how about the crossbow next
to
us? Yeah, so right
Laura,
away.
Laura, have some grace.
Yes, so I'm running up against it, so... Yeah, but then at the same time, that my respect for him is ridiculous. I'm just like, wow, that's incredible. And like I said, so just imagine, okay, it's going to take me an hour to mow my yard. No, it's not.
2 hours.
It's 2 hours. Jeez. And they just dig in and go. Now, the cross mow is a little bit easier because you're probably not bagging the second time through if you're bagging.
That's a big deal.
Because you don't need to do that.
Correct.
Now, some people, if you adjust the, you know, if you, hey, one time I'm going to go across, I'm going to go one notch lower for the second. I'd like to hear from cross mowers. I'd like to know what.
I would, too.
They adjust the setting of the mower?
I want to know, do they do that? I don't know that for sure. But they might mow at one, then on the second mow, go down one notch, which is a lot. If you adjust, I know this. The other day, I had to make the decision to move my mower. That's a lot. Four tires. You know, get
it
down.
Is a lot.
It's like, you know, most of the time I go, nah, I'll just mow. I'm not changing the if it's too high or too low, live with it. It's fine. Anything from the text line?
We actually have some great response today. 402-464-5685. We'll start with Mike. The reason why is it stops the thatching of the yard. It looks great. It's basic science. You have to double cut. Sanderson
basic science.
Says, my neighbor double mows his yard and stripes. It looks like a fairway.
Yeah.
Looks that good.
Oh, it does. It's unbelievable. It changed. It's different looking.
Missing Tooth Greg's yard.
Yeah.
He's a freakazoid.
Oh, well, we have a problem here. Kmart Steve says, I'm always very particular on having straight lines in my yard. My wife mowed last week, and my 12-year-old daughter said, Dad, why aren't the lines straight?
Well, this thing's something. Maybe calling for Dr. Love.
Yeah, it could be
Friday.
Call in a couple Friday. Days.
It's a Friday. It's a Friday problem, but we can get to that.
7:35.
save it till 7:35 on Friday. Yeah. Jackson in Nashville says, Bill is so right. Every time I mow, I tell myself I'm going to cross mow. Then I finish the round of mowing. I'm like, nope. Cross mowers are built differently, though.
They respect. Are different. They're respected. That hashtag respect.
So you... Walk me through it again. You mow the lawn.
The whole lawn, yep.
Well, everything, then what happens?
Then you re-mow. So,
which way do you go?
But remember now, this is also different. It's not this.
Okay, that's like what this. I'm wondering.
It's this and this.
Okay.
It's 245s or whatever, 90s, whatever. I'm not, what number am I looking
at? You still
whatever.
Go back over it.
Angle.
Yes, you go back over it.
Oh, you do go back just over it, but not
way.
In
so
the...
So if you mow the whole lawn going this way.
Okay, this way.
Then you go back and go this way.
Okay.
Across.
Wow. Wow. Yeah,
when you see it.
Wow.
And you'll know it now. This is like one of those things where you kind of go, I wonder if he crossed. Oh, no, you know. You know right away. And it's 1 out of 12.
Now, Tom is texting, but he's usually on YouTube. He says, 69-year-old Tom says, I've been cross mowing for years. Supposedly, one's grass will grow better. I mow high and do not bag it also for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, there's a system. Yeah, there is a system.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Let's see here. Drew says, if the lawn gets tall, I'll mow one direction higher than lower the second time.
Yeah, I think that happens. I think that's a thing.
Good Interesting. Lord.
And then, us, mows. And then us three just go out and just do it.
Yeah.
I missed a spot. I had to go back. Had to get the Toro out last night at dusk and go back out and re-mow.
We had two people back-to-back bring up something. Said the post-mow. Bush Light or beer is just the top beer in the world.
Oh,
imagine after a cross mow.
Anytime you have that. Also,
you have a beer.
If you really do it smart, I don't know what your time frame is. Say it's an hour. If you have enough sense to yourself to mow the front or whatever, and then take your beer and put it in the freezer.
Oh,
okay.
And then after the next 30,
that's a good idea.
Then you come out and it says almost there'll be ice crystals somewhere to start it off. But that is
it's a good night, right?
Yeah, it's a very good night.
Genghis on YouTube says, I used to cross mold, and I got sick of it and stopped doing that.
The corn just
got you could go back to it.
Used to be better than us.
No, but you could go back to it eventually.
Chris P says, if you cut it twice in one day, you are really putting the grass in stress. So he's pushing back on the cross mow.
Huh. I don't know the science, but I'll tell you one thing. When I see the cross mow, it looks incredible.
It looks awesome.
It looks so good. So they must be doing something right.
And then they edge it too. The whole yard just is spectacular.
It's better.
Someone says, thanks to Bill, now half the yards of Lincoln are going to be in cross mow mode.
Oh, I'd love to see
it. If you have that kind of pull on this city, then kudos. Major power.
If someone changes, let us know. If someone goes to all of a sudden to be a cross mower. Now, that would be nice to hear.
Be nice to hear.
Someone like never heard of it or hadn't done it, and all of a sudden that's their deal.
The trouble in some cases will be the yards just not really fit to cross mow. Like, you know, I got a big hill. Agree. I got a big hill. There's just I just think I could even do it if I wanted to.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Brian says, I used to cross mow, but then we had kids. Now I only hope to get it done without interruption.
What do you do with kids? I mean, when my dad wanted to have a really good yard, but he had three boys, and we were trampling it all the time. There's just nothing you can do. Do you tell your kids you can't be on the yard?
No, I think yards are yards. You let them go like that. So as I've talked to Andrew and myself, maintaining my deal is front yard, side yard. I have a backyard that's fenced in. And Sugar's out there.
Yeah.
You can't just tell Sugar. No.
Hey, Sugar, stay off that part.
Stay off that right there.
Right.
Sugar runs the whole yard. Yeah. And so the backyard's not going to be great. It's just got to be functional in the backyard.
Good job.
That's it.
I'm trying to envision you telling kids to get off the yard. You know, get off my lawn, essentially.
So I don't do that.
Get off my lawn.
I wouldn't be that guy because I'm not a big lawn guy. I'm not that. My dad kind of was, and our neighbors across the street were incredible. Mm-hmm. Like the guy, Dave Reiser was his name, and he would mow really slowly. I mean, really slowly because he wanted the lines to be perfectly straight. I'm not that guy. And you guys know that probably about me.
Yeah, I'm not perfectly straight at my lines.
I whip it out.
I'm kind of whipping. And then also, there's times that I just mow right down the middle of it just to change up. I don't go like this. Zing, 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 zing. Just make a line down. And that's where you get the missing patch. I just get...
He looks at whoops.
Oops. Oops.
Just kind of assess it at when you're done to make sure you didn't miss anything.
I need to assess a little bit better. Yeah. Yes. But I don't do...
Did you get it all?
Yes.
You have hit somebody here, Bill. MT says, I'm changing to the cross mow now, regardless of the hilly corner lot I live on.
I'd like to see this.
This is an incredibly topical because all over now, I think you guys live in a part of town which is a little better than mine.
It's not true.
All over my part, there's lawns that are super long right now.
Oh, they're right.
Lawns
are, and then with this, they've been growing like.
It's incredible.
You're kind of off.
It's very topical.
Right now, you're off the once a week deal. It's got to be a once every 5 days.
It is. It's twice in a week.
Yeah, there's no, I said it's like 1.5 a week. It's not, you're not getting the, I'll do it every Tuesday. Nope.
In July, sure.
July? Nope. It's on. This is the time. I got to think about this also. I was thinking about this one. I go, why would you not want to be, a yard guy? In Baton Rouge, you have to mow your yard twice a week, 52 weeks a year.
Why is that?
Because you're below sea level, obviously. So there's plenty of moisture. And the
it
weather.
It grows?
It grows year round. There's no dormant time. You're just off the Gulf. And so there's no dormant time. Think about that, having to mow.
God.
Year-round?
I mean, right now for us, we're looking at about 6 months.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, things slow down drastically in August.
Oh, yeah.
Slow down. Then you get to September. It's like, all right, a couple mows left here, and then we're done. God. And then in spring, really? I didn't start mowing until, mid-March, something of that time. So you really, it's about a six-month window that we have to be sharp.
Baton Rouge is all year-round.
Year-round. Well, just think of all the places that are. It's just... Well,
wrap it up with this. This is Tom. Two texts. It says, number one, to me... No offense, Jake, but you don't sound good right now. Hope you make your trip. Yeah, thanks, Tom.
He doesn't. Hey, we know we need to get
no offense came in it, but there's obviously offense. Yeah. And then he says, somehow I picture Sipple's lawn with lots of dandelions in it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit right now.
Couple.
They're kind of nice.
Bill, the headline again, please.
I'd be glad to, Jake. Thank you. No doubt. Shout out. Respect to the guard of the yard.
That is a wonderful edition of Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Trados, GOTREDAS.com. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464.
While we're late.
568. Five a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Jill. You guys are 2-0 in the week. Hot streak, 7-1 your last eight games. Today's topic is famous Ricks. On a wild card Wednesday, Rick Heyman will not be one of the answers today. Famous
Ricks.
Ricks.
That is really random.
It's a wild card Wednesday.
I love it way more when you go, what team did he play for in the 70s? I love that stuff.
I think we'll be pretty good at this, though.
If you think you know your famous Ricks,
let's give it a shot.
Call us 402-464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 402-464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill. And trivia, famous Ricks, our topic today for Wild Card Wednesday. You feel somewhat okay?
I do. I feel good.
This random topic?
I can think of a bunch.
Might get all four, might go 0-for. That's how I look at it.
Mike's gone. We scared Mike off. Let's try.
Okay. We're probably on hold for quite a while there. We got off on the cross moan.
No, he had just called. I'm not sure what happened.
It's very topical
that was a fresh
right
caller.
Now. Yeah.
Try to get
we have
else.
Some rain now, which has been nice.
Is this Mike? JR. Okay.
JR.
JR. Ready for some famous Rick trivia today.
Let's do it.
All right. Bill's a lifeline for one question as always. JR, first question. What famous Rick sang the song Super Freak?
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross is the guest.
No.
I don't. Hold on.
Not Rick James. Is it Rick James?
There we go.
Brilliant.
I didn't know that. Good job.
Rick James.
I would not have.
Uh-oh, JR.
You're in trouble.
Oh, just got real, didn't it?
Would I have gotten that? Rick James. I don't think so.
1-0 lead for Sip, and Bill is out, but he helped you out. Sip, first question. What famous Rick sang the song Never Gonna Give You Up? From the 80s.
Never gonna give you up.
That's the one.
I have not the foggiest idea. Hold on.
His first name is Rick.
It's really Rick.
Oh, I'm really struggling with it right now.
What's his last name?
It's not a band?
No.
It's not a band.
I'm freaking out with this. I have a name, I think. I can't tell you.
I don't know. Rick Springfield.
No, he's singing Jesse's Girl.
Not correct. Do you want that one, JR, or not?
Nope.
Rick Astley is his name. To tie it up, down 1-0, last question for you, JR. What famous Rick was a 3-time champion with the Lakers as a starting small forward in the early 2000s?
Oh, gosh. No, his first name's Rick.
Yeah, you sure do. Five seconds.
I
feel like sipping this moment. As soon as you say it, I'm going to be mad at myself. Dude.
Five. Four.
Rick.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
I think
it.
I know.
Three.
I got it.
I think I know.
Two.
I'm writing it down. You can't see it.
One.
Rick. Rickster. I don't know.
Rickster.
Rickster.
He was an actor, too.
Yes, I think I have it here. Go ahead, Steve.
He was an actor.
For the win. You want
Rick Fox.
Got it.
Brilliant.
3-0 on the week. The hot streak continues.
What is the deal?
What is going on right
What's
now?
Have we won 8 of 9?
Yes, 8 of 9.
All right, this is good. I like this posture.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot more fun.
Thanks for trying.
Thank you, JR.
Thank you. I'm going to see if you get this last one. You guys won the game. What famous Rick is an actor known for his movies, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and Spaceballs?
Moranis. Yes.
Whoa.
Rick Moranis.
Brilliant.
Rick Moranis. So we're good at that one.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
You got Rick James. I would have got it, but I don't think I would have.
It's good teamwork.
Shocked Rick Springfield did not show up for Jesse's Girl. Really shocked on that one.
Rick.
Tiebreaker.
This is Bill. Go.
How old is Rick Astley, who sang Never Gonna Give You Up?
What year was that?
It was in the 80s. I don't know what year in the 80s, but in the 80s.
67.
Oh, God, I think he'd be about more like our age. I might go a tad. I was 62.
59 years
59.
Old for
so he's
Rick
our age.
Astley. But, hey, 3-0, guaranteed a winning week by Wednesday.
I wonder if Astley's out there doing the casino circuit.
I bet
right
he
now.
Would be. War Horse.
With the Little River Band. That'd be a good pairing.
He'd be really good.
Why not, Rick? Get out there.
Jake, you don't sound that bad to me. Maybe I'm used to it.
Do you think Joan Jett started off from, was it Pinky Tuscadero or Leather Tuscadero from Happy Days?
It was Pinky.
Pinky Tuscadero, yeah.
Pinky Tuscadero.
Remember that?
Pinky Tuscadero was a welcome addition at times.
It was. Pinky
she would make
kind
of cameos.
She'd come out. Yeah. All of a sudden, she'd come in. Yeah,
yeah Pinky Tuscadero.
Kind of a deal like that or
it's
something.
It's like Fonzie's love interest.
I think it was a love interest. She wore leather.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's...
I don't know if Joan Jett...
branched off from Pinky Tuscadero.
Yeah. Never thought of it.
When we come back, hour three, Sean Callahan is next, an early break on the ticket. Never thought of it.